Joyce, today on Candid Conversations, we are talking about something that so many of us, probably everyone, has felt, and I think this will be really helpful, on how to deal with a time in our life where we have felt like we have either disappointed ourselves or, worse yet, disappointed God. How do we deal with that kind of burden in our life and those things that we all do that we know we wish had we had done differently?
Well, one thing, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because you really cannot disappoint God, because God already knows everything you're going to do before you do it. He sees the end from the beginning. And so it was really helpful to me many years ago when God spoke to my heart and he said, you know, Joyce, you're not a big surprise to me. Hmm. See, so he already knows. He already knows everything that we're going to do wrong, everything we're going to do right. And our sins have already been paid for by the blood of Jesus. All we need to do is just confess it and receive it. And, I mean, that's really, when you think about that, that's really awesome.
It's huge.
That God knows everything that we're going to do, all the dumb mistakes, all the wrong choices.
All the things we say.
All the things we say, the temper tantrums, yeah. the different things. And I think the thing with God is he wants you to care. He wants you to want to do things right. And to make an effort in the Holy Ghost, you can't get into works of the flesh trying to be perfect all the time, but mm-hmm. to really try to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in spiritual growth. And we don't ever want to have a flippant attitude. Well, you know, God knew I was going to do this before, so it's no big deal.
So it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You know, obviously, anybody who loves the Lord, you're going to be sorry. But it's comforting to know, too, that God's not going like, oh,
yeah.
I'm so disappointed. I just can't believe you did that.
Right.
He already knew that we were going to do it. And that's why we need Jesus, because we're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that are not right.
Yeah. I've learned so much because I have had that weight before of not wanting to let God down in mm-hmm. some way. And what I really learned through that was I'd probably been letting myself down. I'd probably been doing things that maybe were not going where I wanted to go. But in that, God just saying so clearly that it's my motive, it's my heart that really counts. And so if you feel that kind of a weight that you don't want to let God down, then you know your heart is to serve him. And so your motives are right. And God knows those things. So it really lifted that burden completely. Was if I keep my motives right, I need to always be checking my motives. If my heart is leaning toward God, tell me what you want and then help me to be obedient, because I don't always do it the way that I wish I would, then that really helped me a lot.
Well, I think too, then when you talk about disappointing yourself, I think it's sometimes that's harder for me to, I don't even want to say forgive myself, but it's actually forgiving yourself is receiving the forgiveness of God.
Right.
And so to receive the forgiveness of God, you have to forgive yourself. And I mean, boy, the greatest guy to talk about in the Bible is David. Mm-hmm. I mean, here he was so privileged, so close to God. He'd been given the honor of being king and just did so many things right. And yet, in a time of weakness, he saw Bathsheba on the roof taking a bath, wanted her, sent for her, committed adultery with her. She became pregnant, and in order to hide that, he had her husband, who was actually one of his mighty men, he was actually a close friend of David's, had him killed, and then waited a whole year before he ever got around to repenting. And yet God says of David that he was a man after my own heart.
That just blows me away.
It's like,
those are big things. You know, sin is sin. We all know that. But those are big sins.
Yeah.
So when you hear that, that even through all that, God said, this is how I felt about David?
God knew his heart.
Mm. Wow.
He knew his heart. If you read his prayer of repentance in Psalm 51 and listen to him pour his heart out to God, you know the kind of heart that he had. Yeah. And I read something sometime last year that really helped me, and it was simply this. There's a big difference in weakness and wickedness.
Mm.
And if you really think about that,
yeah.
David wasn't wicked. He wasn't a wicked, evil man that was just looking for an opportunity to sin. But he did have a weakness, and he was forgiven. Now, God still let him be king, but there are repercussions mm-hmm. for our sin. Mm-hmm. And God told him that your house will never be without war. He never had a time after that where he didn't have war. And also the child that she was carrying didn't live. And so sin comes with consequences, but it's just so refreshing to know that, first of all, God already knows everything about us, and that, you know, forgiving yourself, I think, is hard because we disappoint ourselves. It's like, I can't believe I did that. My gosh, Lord, I should be further along than that, especially when you do something that maybe used to be a real problem for you and you haven't done it in a long, 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 long time. And all of a sudden you do the same dumb, stupid thing again and you're like, oh my gosh. And then if you do it in front of somebody, now they know. And but you got to go back to the Word, you know, that God forgives us and that the cycle of forgiveness is not complete until we receive it.
Yeah.
And I think it's good even sometimes in prayer to say, I ask for and receive your mm-hmm. forgiveness. I receive your mercy. We have to think about the character of God and that he is a merciful God. What does Lamentations say? If it hadn't been for the mercy of God, we'd have all been consumed. And so sometimes it'll take me a couple of days to get over something like that. But I don't know that that's all that bad because, you know, we don't want to have that flippant attitude of, oh, well, you know, Jesus died for my sins and I know that I'm forgiven. I mean, many times I'll just say to God, I know you've forgiven me, but I'm just so sorry that I did that. And I might be saying that for two or three days. And I think that's a good thing mm-hmm. to have that feeling in your heart that you just really wish that you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, we do grow. We learn a lot. We make fewer mistakes. But perfection is not ever going to be something that we reach.
No.
So there will always be a need for God's forgiveness in our lives. And so I think what you're saying is really important is in receiving it and wanting to be more like him, wanting to continue that process of growth, but not knocking ourselves out over it, not having regret and an attitude in our heart that makes it hard for him to continue to use us at that point. Because if we are stuck in that place of, I shouldn't have done that and can't move on, then we won't get to where God wants us to do.
I've been thinking this week about what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, I think. One thing I do, it's my one aspiration, more important to me than anything, forgetting what lies behind and pressing on to the things ahead. He said, I want to take hold of those things for which Christ Jesus died to take hold of me. So when you think about Paul, now he was persecuting Christians, hunting them down, putting them in jail. He was present at the stoning of Stephen and was all for it, thought it was a good thing. I mean, he did a lot of really bad things. And so no wonder he said, this is my one aspiration. And I'm sure every day he had to let go of what lies behind. I think we do every day. I mean, who gets through one day and is perfect? You know, the Bible says, be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And in the Amplified Bible, I love what it says about the word perfection. It says growing into complete maturity of mind and character. So perfection to God is having that heart that wants to do it right, but knows it's not there yet, and is sorry when it makes mistakes, but is not going to let that stop them from continuing to press on toward those things that Jesus died to take hold of you. He died for us to have good lives and prosperous lives and lives where we do have self-control and we're not always doing the wrong thing. And I love to say I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay, and I'm on my way.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joyce. I think this conversation today will be setting some people free. I think it's really important.